Hey, I know. I'll use my trusty frying pan as a drying pan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out of the Drying Pan, a Pokemon The Series podcast. This week, we have the episodes for Ho-Oh, The Bell's Toll, and Extreme Pokemon.
Just wait, a quick reminder. Oh my gosh, are you serious? Are you serious? I think I watched the wrong thing.
What'd you watch?
Oh my gosh.
What did you
That's
watch?
That's our co-host, Alex, who happened to maybe watch the wrong episodes.
What did you watch?
What did you watch? Oh, I'm leaving this in. Keep recording. This is great. Keep this in.
I know.
What did you watch?
I watched Extreme Pokemon and Exciting Adventure.
That's okay.
You missed the Morty and Eucene episode?
The Morty and who? The Eucene. Sioux Queen?
Fuck.
Eucene.
Eucene. That's how you say it?
Eucene. Yeah. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Well, we'll go with that. Just a quick reminder, this is an E4 explicit podcast, so listener discretion. Advice. We've heard from Alex. Our other co-host is Austin. Say hi. Hey, Austin. You probably heard from him too already.
Hey, Austin. See, hey. I'm never going to watch the wrong episodes because I'm the one who makes the schedule.
Yes.
Oh, my God. No way.
Wow. Okay.
It wasn't on here. It wasn't on here. That's why I missed it because it wasn't the next two. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it wasn't on your illegal streaming site? Whoopsie.
Nope. Fuck. Sorry, guys. I ruined it.
No, you didn't. It's okay. We'll still do it and see how it plans out.
We've done it before. Jacob's watched the wrong episode before.
Yes. While we figure that out, let's talk about our weeks while I go through my head about how to make this work. Austin, what'd you do this week?
God, nothing really to report. I'm using a loaner car, and it's the ugliest fucking car I've ever seen in my life.
What is it?
It's like a green Subaru Forester, but it's like not green. It's like someone described it as baby diarrhea green.
Oh, it's like a mustard green? Like
it's
a
so gross. It's so disgusting.
Dijon mustard color?
Maybe.
Can I like look it up and see what Subaru calls it?
Okay.
Subaru.
It's not a special edition, is it?
It's 2024.
Is it a good car, though? Do you like the way it drives?
I don't like the way any car drives.
You're more of a train person.
I am.
How did you like your Jeep when you had your Jeep, Austin?
I mean, I learned how to drive on that thing, so I think maybe I'm biased.
Ew, I hate this website. This is a terrible website.
All car websites are awful. It's just nothing but pop-up ad after pop-up ad after pop-up ad.
That's the entire internet now. It's just ad.
Okay, the newest color is autumn green metallic, but I don't think that's the same.
Okay, let's just put it aside. Just take my word for it. It's ugly.
It's an ugly car.
Yes, it is.
And you don't like the way it drives?
No, I'm not a fan.
Subarus are supposedly the safest car.
Lord knows I need it.
Yeah.
How's your week, Jacob?
Oh, is that your entire week right there?
Yeah, I got nothing going on.
Okay. I have a buddy of mine hit a black bear with his car. If that makes you feel better, Austin.
What?
Yeah.
He hit a bear?
Hit a bear, yeah.
How do you hit a bear?
You run into it with the car.
No, but like, what?
Apparently, this has happened twice in the state trooper came and he's been a state trooper for 30 plus years. The second bear collision. But apparently he hit the bear near somebody who feeds bears. So I think that's how it happened.
Okay, so the bear was where it shouldn't be.
Yes, because it was getting fed.
People?
That's so sad.
No, the bear was fine.
Oh, the car was not fine.
I don't think it got totaled, but like the car hit the bear and the car rebounded, not the bear. That shows you how sturdy bears are.
Black bears aren't very big. I mean, how on earth did it survive?
I have no idea. It just took it and walked away. Like, it scratched its side and walked away.
Was it, like, one of those situations where it's sort of the adrenaline kicks in, it wanders off and then dies?
No, this is apparently, like, it's set there for a minute.
That's so sad.
Well, the bear was fine, trust me.
They looked for it,
and they found no traces of the bear being dead. Probably also helped that my buddy slammed on the brakes before it hit it, so it's probably not going super fast.
Where did this happen? Was this like in the mountains or what?
Like a windy mountain road on the bottom hill part. So Austin, hopefully that makes you feel a little better. You're not the only one.
No, it doesn't actually. No, it makes me feel bad for the bear.
What else did I do this week? Started rewatching Attack on Titan. Had to do it.
I never got past the first season.
I didn't either, but then all these ads, it was like something really weird happened where nothing. YouTube was just filled with clips of the show, and it did not turn out the way I thought it would, so now I gotta rewatch it to understand what was going on.
Okay.
So
I think I've seen some spoilers because I don't care in their memes.
Yeah, I saw spoilers too, but I gotta watch it because the spoilers don't make sense to me.
No, there's no context.
No, like my mind can't wrap around that the story went to where it went. And that's about taking care of a baby, rewatching Attack on Titan. Baby's doing good. She likes.
What does she think of Attack on Titan?
See, that's the thing, is she loves TV. Like, she'll sit there, and I was holding my phone watching the episodes this week, and she was just, like, looking at it. And I was like, is she looking at the phone?
Yeah, they love phones.
I, like, was holding it, and I was like, is she looking at this, or is she just, like, looking out? And I kept moving it, and she was following it. So, I mean, I bode well for the future, but at least she was entertained. Yeah, maybe she'll like Pokemon. I don't know. We'll see.
After the she next listen- generation.
If she listened to this podcast, she'd be like, no, most of it sucks. I'm not going to do this.
I'm not gonna we are not for this. Children. We are for grown-ups.
Yeah. Alex, how are you feeling this week? What's going on with you?
Oh, my God. I don't know. My whole groove is thrown off. I'm spiraling. I'm like, oh, my God, I watched the wrong episode. What are we going to do?
I mean, it's truly the end of the world. I don't know why we're, like, just sitting here. We should be in our bunkers right now.
I don't know. What did I do? I watched Daredevil yesterday with Austin and my boyfriend. That was an experience.
Like, which? Okay, there's so many. How many?
Okay, the Ben Affleck movie.
Okay.
Ugh.
The extended cut.
It was just as bad as you would think. But we had a lot of laughs.
I blame that movie for My Immortal, by the way.
Is that what inspired it directly?
I think that was Evanescence's big mainstream thing.
The playground fight scene was peak movie.
What about Colin Farrell's in that movie, right?
Yes.
Oh, God, is he in that movie?
Yeah, he's Bullseye, right?
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I just remember one scene where he throws something and he misses.
Oh, yes. That was very upsetting for him.
Yeah, that was the part where I was like, that's kind of weird. It was a weird delivery, even for me being like 8 watching that movie.
That wasn't Colin Farrell's best performance.
But it was Ben Affleck's.
Yeah, it was.
Has he been in anything? No, he was in, okay, he was Batman, and then he was also in that one movie, what, The Accountant or something?
What is that?
He's like
an assassin. Like
a secret spy, assassin, was that recent? Accountant man.
2016, maybe? 2014?
I feel like I only know about Ben Affleck's like personal drama, not his like acting career at this point.
Yeah, his best movie is Gone Girl.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Is he in that movie?
Yeah, that's his best,
but not because of him. Not no. Because of him, though.
No,
I learned that he had a full back tattoo done when he was spiraling from his divorce from Jennifer Garner, or was it Jennifer Lopez? I don't know.
It was from Garner. I can't wait to see what his new back tattoo is going to be for his divorcing Lopez.
Wait, are they married currently?
I think they are.
Who knows?
But rumor mill has them splitting up.
Rumor mill.
She left Alex Rodriguez for Ben Affleck.
Right.
I don't know that, but okay, I'll take your word for it.
I was into sports. That's how I knew it. Because they were like the couple for a while, and then one day she just left.
A-Rod.
Hey now.
Yeah, so we watched that. So excited to watch Elektra, of course, after that.
I wanted to watch Elektra, and you had no interest.
That's not true. I never said I wasn't interested.
You basically kicked me out the door.
Oh my God. Folks, do not listen to Austin. He's full of poopy is what he is.
Well, I get it. I was like, you wanted some privacy time with your boyfriend, so Austin had to go.
That wasn't the case right when Austin left. I was like, oh, let me tell the story about the play Pokemon thing that we did back in 2011. And Austin was like, goodbye, I need to go, goodbye.
I have heard the shell armor story 5,000 times.
It's worth repeating. And also, I didn't even bring that part up. It was mostly the Electros. Everybody was mad at me because I used that, and I didn't even know
it's okay.
There was a problem with that.
Alex,
so.
Sometimes you got to lose the third wheel, Alex. I get it.
Yeah,
Austin. I'm used to being a third wheel. It's fine.
I was a third wheel for a long time, too. I was one for about 5 years.
I just want to set the record straight. I did not kick Austin out. He was welcome to stay. He was the one that ran out because he just couldn't stand to hear about Electros.
I didn't want Electros. I wanted Elektra.
Well, that would have been a good transition, but then you just ran away before we could get there, so. We have to see how the ninjas brought her back to life.
Oh, you don't really see it very much.
Whatever. It's ridiculous.
She makes like an oath with a devil, right?
No.
Does she?
That does not happen.
Oh.
That sounds like Ghost Rider to me, but
I'm looking at Ben Affleck's like filmography now, and God. He directed something called I Killed My Lesbian Wife, Hung Her on a Meat Hook, and Now I Have a 3-Picture Deal at Disney.
What?
He directed this?
Yeah. It was his first directorial effort.
Ben Affleck's a serial killer.
It sounds like a Lifetime movie.
It was a satirical thing. It sounds like something like a college film.
Yeah, really.
He does kind of have a serial killer vibe.
It's the eyes.
Oh my gosh, you think you gotta watch Gone Girl.
You do need to watch Gone Girl.
If he has serial killer vibes, you gotta see that movie if you think
is
that.
Is he the murderer?
We can't tell you.
No, you gotta see it.
Okay, all right.
Gosh, I can't believe you haven't seen that. Austin and I have been wanting to talk about this forever.
I know. That was a big movie.
It was huge.
I'm sorry. You know I'm behind on everything.
All right. Is that everybody's week? I've been thinking about how to tackle this. Okay, the randomizer put the order this way, and it actually, this is funny, I didn't toy this at all. It put me first, followed by Austin, and then Alex.
Okay, so Alex will cover Extreme Pokemon, the Gary episode.
I can at least do that. I can do that, you guys. I can be useful.
So the randomizer saved us. Yeah, you can be useful. Thank God.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So what happened?
Look, everybody... Here?
What happened?
Everybody gets one, okay? You've mistakenly watched the wrong thing before.
Yeah, but that was Austin's fault.
It's not my fault.
It literally, like, oh, okay, on the... Austin, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, don't use illegal streaming services. But for one thing, I don't have access to the DVDs. And for another thing, it's been faithful up to this point. I don't understand why the episode is missing. It literally goes from Extreme Pokemon into the exciting adventure one. So
this one was banned for a little while. So maybe that's why.
No, it wasn't.
Banned?
Yeah.
Chica's making shit up.
Well, it's not here and I don't know why.
Because of the bug crisis. In Japan, they had to, like, cancel this one for a little while.
All right, Alex, get ready. Sorry, Jacob. Damn it.
Hold on.
That's a bad transition. Jacob, get ready to talk about the bug crisis.
One second.
No.
I forgot what I was going to say anyway. But yeah, Alex, don't feel too bad. I had to watch this one with the sound off, so.
I'm so upset of all the episodes to miss. I missed a Morty and Eugene episode. Jesus. All right.
I don't even... Okay, we'll go. Go. I'm ready whenever.
All right, Jacob, watch it without the sound off, so let's see what he thinks of this episode. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so like Austin mentioned earlier, Morty is in this episode, and I can't remember where he's from, but apparently we've seen him before. We go to the Ho-Oh Tower, and there's some bells missing, and it turns out Team Rocket has stolen these bells, and they're kind of playing with them, and it turns out that they summon all these bug Pokemon, because I guess they heal them when they're in their sound area, and the bugs start attacking everyone, and it takes Morty and the Twerps to save them from the bug infestation. And then Team Rocket gets blasted off by Sue Queen, who shows up.
We're still going with Sue Queen, are we?
Yeah.
So did you watch this without captions?
Yeah, I had to kind of guess what they were saying.
I'm the... Knock down the mic.
Austin's mic just launched itself at him.
I'm the only one who watched the episode this week. Fucking amazing.
My kid was asleep.
Okay, great. I'm just going to like give a very dry summary.
No, I remember
Austin's
them
like a the bells. Toddler teacher trying to like herd all the toddlers and it's out of control.
I would be like a bad toddler teacher because I'd be like, you children, you can't watch TV the right way.
Can't do anything right.
Oh, I'm so sad, Austin. I'm sorry we disappointed you this week.
Oh, I'm used to it. Okay, so we are still in Ecruteak City.
We can't even say anything.
And all right. The bells start ringing. All these bells start ringing from the Tin Tower. And everyone in the city is like, oh my god, the bells are ringing. We've never heard such a thing. Nurse Joy is in shock. Morty's like, it means Ho-Oh is coming. But then Eugene appears in his purple suit.
Ooh.
And he's like, no, that means Suicune is coming. We'll find out which of these two guys are right. Alex, do you like Eugene?
I love Mystery Man Eugene.
Okay, well, he's here.
I'm so sad I missed him. I love his diamond suit.
Who's the guy in the, like, flamboyant outfit?
The blue outfit? Eugene.
Yeah.
That's Morty. Morty. He was a gym leader.
Who's the other guy?
Eugene.
That's the guy's name?
Eugene.
Yeah, Eugene.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's a real name.
Wait, is Morty still in his, like, terrible original outfit, or...
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay. Gross.
It's pretty bad. Okay, there's like 32 bells in the Tin Tower. And on the top floor, there's 4 crystal bells that are from the game.
Why are there so many bells?
I don't know. There just is. And this is because in Pokemon Crystal, you need that bell to get Suicune or some shit. I don't know. And in Heart Gold, you need that bell to get Ho-Oh. So either Morty or Yusin could have been right. Turns out the four crystal bells were taken by Team Rocket because James read an article about it from Friends of Pokemon Monthly.
Ooh, a new magazine.
These bells have poor security, by the way, because how easy... I guess they never thought anybody would take them, but it was kind of...
I guess not.
They just walked up there and grabbed them.
You'd think Morty's ghost Pokemon would be on patrol, but I guess not. Team Rocket is like, why aren't these bells working? Why aren't they ringing? It's because they only ring when Ho-Oh approaches, silly Team Rocket.
I thought it's because they didn't believe in Ho-Oh. That was bad. That was a Polar Express joke. Nobody got it. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's because that movie's terrifying.
You know, like, because they rings the bell terrifying. And the little sister doesn't believe it. Okay. Continue.
Is that the movie with the scary CGI Tom Hanks?
Yeah, there's like five Tom Hanks in that movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's a homeless guy, conductor. He's an iceberg at one point.
He's an iceberg?
He's an iceberg.
He's a, like, train attendant, and then he's, like, a chef. And then he's Santa.
That's too much Tom Hanks.
There's a lot of Tom Hanks.
All right, where am I? Oh, yeah. Jessie is trying to get the bells to ring, because she's insane, and she throws the bells through the air, and one of them shatters into a million pieces.
Oh, no.
The twerps meet up with Yusin and Morty. Morty and Yusin tell us a story of the towers, and how one of them burned to the ground because humans were trying to, like, I don't know, steal the power of the legendary Pokemon or some shit. And three Pokemon died, but then Ho-Oh brought them back to life as Suicune, Entei, and Raikou.
Am I the only one, or do we all subscribe to the theory of it being a Flareon, Jolteon, and Vaporeon that died and then came back?
I mean, it's possible. We'll never know.
Fan theory.
I think it's just Pokemon created, because they were Ash.
Ash, hey. Speaking of which, Morty is not surprised Ash is here, because Ash has a special connection to Ho-Oh. And Morty's like, Ash, you've heard all about these legends before, right? And Ash says, no.
We've been here before, right? This isn't our first time seeing this.
We've been here before, but they didn't tell us the background.
Okay.
Last time... If I remember right, last time we met Morty, Ash was like, oh my god, I definitely saw Ho-Oh before. And Morty's like, you lying sack of shit. Get out of here.
Well, now Morty believes him. But you know who doesn't believe him?
Yusin.
Yes. Because Ash says, like, by the way, I met Suicune before.
Multiple times.
Well, technically once and a half.
Once and a half.
They saw it one time and they rode on. And they actually, like, met it one time with Sammy in the forest and the Celebi.
That's more than once, so...
Okay, fair enough.
It's kind of funny that the guy who doesn't believe Ash saw them is named Yusin.
I think he renamed himself in Suicune's honor.
Yusin the Pokemon Ash?
Is that what his name means? Alex, explain Yusin to me.
I'm supposed to explain Yusin? Yeah. I have no idea. I'm gonna look it up.
You're the Yusin fangirl.
I am.
I'm certainly fucking not.
I don't know why I ever got to be this way, but I am. All right, let's find out. Is there, like, an etymology section? Look at this guy in his fly purple suit. Nobody else can pull this off.
What does Bulbapedia have to say?
That's what I'm looking at. Okay, so his Japanese name is Minaki, which I'm going to butcher this. I'm so sorry. It says from Suisho Crystal, which can be divided into Mina and Aki. May also be from Kimi Monarch, which can be read as Kun as a possible reference to Suicune. What? Okay. Yusin, the English, it just says, okay, English is Yusin, and the origin is similar to Suicune.
So it's not a real name.
No. Mm-mm. I don't know how that's kind of
close. That's Yusin not
and
close.
Suicune aren't that close.
No, it is not. It's closer to Suicune.
The Minaki thing, I'm not really sure. I can't read, like, kanji, so I'm not really sure, like... Oh, apparently they call him Eugene in The Legend of Thunder.
That's coming up.
Minaki means you have psychic power.
It's not what Bulbapedia said, Jacob.
I don't know.
Okay.
So Ash and his guy are going to battle, but then immediately one of Morty's ghost children comes into play. Remember how Morty has these children who are dead, who wander around him?
Oh my god, that's awful.
Yeah, the gym trainer kids that were dead.
So the ghost child appears and he says, there's an emergency, and then proceeds to, like, vanish, never to be seen again. I'm not even joking, that actually happens. It turns out the emergency is all the bug Pokemon have sprayed String Shot all over the town, and they can't go anywhere because the mean Tangela are herding up the humans and won't let them come outside. So the twerps are like, fuck this, we are the heroes here. So they burst out through the bug-type Pokemon. They're like, fuck y'all, and keep running. They eventually get to Team Rocket somehow. I can't remember how.
They're, like, hanging upside down in a tree. They're, like, cocooned.
they've been attacked by bug Pokemon, and they're about to be devoured by the Spinarak or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then Suicune appears, and it's like, roar! That's what Suicune sounds like.
Pretty close.
That makes all the webs disappear. Then Yusine is like, I gotta catch this Suicune. So he sends out his Alakazam. Suicune uses Roar. Alakazam goes back in the ball. Pokeball mechanics.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sad. I missed a Pokeball mechanics moment.
This was a very Alex-focused episode, and you missed the entire thing.
Especially this part. It's yep. weird. Like,
wow.
The animation for Roar looks like the heart attack animation from Death Note. It was pretty disturbing.
Really?
Suicune has vanished. Yusine is dejected, and he doesn't say goodbye before he leaves. A mysterious rainbow appears, and all the webs over Ecruteak City vanish. And the corpse are like, well, that was weird. Bye, Morty. We're gone. Bye. See ya later. See you never, actually. That's the episode.
That was it.
That's the episode.
I feel like you glossed over, like, big chunks of this.
Well, normally I have people interrupting me and telling me more details, but not this time.
Oh, no.
No, I think that's pretty much it. I thought the next episode would be, like, a gym battle one, but it's not.
Well, they've already battled Morty with Fog Badge.
I forgot all about that. I don't even know these people anymore. I remember, like, stupid people like the tractor guy. If he were to show up, I'd be like, oh, I know him. But, like, a main character like Morty.
Mr. Douglas.
Yeah, Mr. Douglas.
I don't think I would be able to recognize Mr. Douglas out of a lineup.
I don't remember Morty, though.
I would recognize him if he was on the tractor.
Without his signature tractor, you don't know him.
Let's go to great. The Bulbapedia article and see what trivia this episode has, just to see if I could try to talk about it. Jacob, you were right. It was banned in South Korea.
Told you.
Oh, shit.
Told you. So, I know my stuff.
There you go.
That's because every fucking episode is banned in South Korea.
Why did they ban it in South Korea?
Everything that has explicitly Japanese content, they ban in South Korea. Or at least they did at one point.
All right. The most valuable player, least valuable player in the quote. Alex, you're starting off first. Good luck.
Oh, God.
Austin, you're second, and then I'm last.
Okay, based on my summary, you get to pick.
Oh, this is going to be something. All right, my MVP is going to be Yusine, because he's fun, and...
You've seen that Pokemon. There you go.
Yeah, he's seen that Suicune now, and gotta love somebody really dedicated to their craft. Also, I'm looking at this Bulbapedia article, and I'm not really sure which manga this is from, but his Hypno has a really big nose, and it's really funny. Gonna say Yusine for that. My LVP is gonna be... My LVP is gonna be Ho-Oh for not coming to say hi, I guess.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, no Ho-Oh.
Spaghetti... Oh, ho, ho.
Did we do that episode title already? Uh-oh, ho-oh.
Uh-oh, spaghetti ho-ho? No. We haven't done that one, no.
Spaghetti ho-ho.
Maybe we have an idea, though. There we go. I don't know.
Spaghetti ho-ho.
That's going to be my quote. Jacob saying, uh-oh, spaghetti
ho-ho. Uh-oh, spaghetti ho-ho.
Because I literally could not tell you what anybody said. I'm sure.
Well, that's okay.
Ash
neither
said
could
Team Rocket at some point, or somebody said the word Pokemon. Maybe
no, they didn't actually.
Oh shit!
You are
me.
That's it. Please move on.
Okay, I don't really have very many quotes, but I'm just gonna say Team Rocket is trapped in the webs, and Meow says, "Would you believe he was working on web design?"
That's pretty good.
My LVP is gonna be Jesse. A rare LVP for Jessie, because she destroyed the invaluable Crystal Bell.
Oh yeah, that wasn't really addressed too much.
Nope, that doesn't get repaired. In fact, there's like basically no plot to this episode, because like nothing's resolved, there's nothing of note, like nothing happens.
Yeah.
So it was a good episode for you guys to miss. My MVP is going to be... What?
I said most of them are. Go ahead, Austin.
My MVP is going to be Suicune for being like, this episode sucks, it's over now, and then leaving.
Oh yeah, it was like the final, we're out of here. That's all, folks.
That's all, folks. All
right, you done, okay. I'm going to give my MVP to that child that warned them about the emergency. Mm. A subtle yet important appearance.
And I'm not even joking. The child vanishes, even though they're being attacked by Pokemon.
I didn't hear what he said.
Was it a ghost child?
It was a ghost child. Comes up out of the floor, says, help, and then sinks back into it.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. My LVP, I'll give it to the Sprinterac for not being able to eat Team Rocket. That probably been a very fulfilling meal.
I don't know. They're all skin and bones.
Eh, Meowth looks kind of meaty, especially in the belly.
I wonder what Wobbuffet tastes like.
Oh my gosh, rubber.
Blue raspberry.
I think rubber.
Ooh.
Blue raspberry rubber.
Rubber. Ew.
I had some chicken last night, and I bit into one spot of it, and it tasted like rubber, yeah. And I spit it out. This is disgusting.
Where did you get this chicken from?
Costco. It was just very surprising, because really? Costco usually is top grade meat.
Was it the rotisserie, or was it, like, chicken you cooked?
It was Italian chicken. It was the pre-made stuff.
Oh, interesting. Was it Kirkland brand, or?
No, it's, like, the pre-made meals that they throw out there, so I don't know who makes it. They cooked it there.
Oh, so it's one of their meals from, like, their little deli buffet.
Yeah, area. Ready-made meals.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's shocking. Usually they have really good stuff.
Yeah, they're usually on point, but no, not yesterday. Even Chick-fil-A sauce couldn't cure that, so that's how bad it was.
Oh, I hate Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh my God.
I went through a phase where I really liked it, and then, like, I turned on it, and now I could never have it again.
Oh my God, that's like a sin to not like Chick-fil-A sauce.
Well, it's made from the blood of gay people, so I can't be eating that.
Oh my God.
So is that why it's yellow? Or do they dye it? It's yellow blood.
It's part of the process when they sacrifice.
That's how you know it's processed. Because it's yellow. Okay, my quote, I had to think of it real quick, comes from Meowth. And Jesse kind of snaps at him. And the Meowth says, "Hey, Jesse, you can't tell me a thing. I got big bells and I'm letting them hang."
What?
Okay, so the next episode is Extreme Pokemon.
Oh my God.
Jacob, get ready to summarize Extreme Pokemon, unless anyone has any final thoughts.
No, I think we're good. I think we're ready for the extreme part. We all watched this one, so.
Hooray!
3, 2, 1, go!
Alright, so this is a Gary episode, because Gary's here, but it's also about Pokemon breeders. So we meet a Pokemon breeder named Shelby. He's a famous breeder. Tells a little bit about the breeding, about the Pokemon. But we get into this big area where we see these Pokemon and these trainers gliding on these skateboards. Turns out there's a big race. Ash wants to participate, of course, even though he has no training. All these Pokemon get together for this big race on these skateboards, using them as kind of like parasails. It turns into awful, because everyone just crashes and dies at the beginning, but then Ash pulls out a victory in the end. This is the unsafest thing I think we've seen in Pokemon.
Really?
Ash himself had some reservations about it.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, we all watched this episode, so hopefully I can do it justice.
This episode had more breeding than the RNC.
Whoa! Okay, this is an extreme episode, if you haven't already guessed. So we're at the town of Exeter. Is that right? Exeter? Exeter? I don't know. It's a weird name for a town. I'm so happy I didn't miss this episode, you guys, because it's somewhat a Gary episode. So, hooray, Gary's here.
This is Gary's extreme sports phase I was telling you guys about.
Oh. Yeah, before he settles down and becomes a Pokemon professor or whatever. So, Gary is into extreme sports, and he's got his skateboard and his Arcanine, and he's strapped a collar to it, and he's skating around behind Arcanine, and he's got to go fast, because he doesn't have time to talk. He's training for the big race. And the big race just happens to be an annual thing.
Yes, it does.
That wasn't clear. So we're back to that old shit again. So they go to a
extreme
restaurant.
Extreme festival.
It's the what?
Extreme festival.
I don't know. It was comforting to get back to an annual festival or competition. It's been a minute.
But at home.
I know. I kind of miss the annual festival of it all. So I'm so glad we've returned to that.
Look at our Stockholm syndrome. Look at us.
I know. We're damaged people. So they go to a nearby restaurant, and Ash is all bothered by the fact that Gary put a collar on his Arcanine, because that's the worst thing you could possibly do. Not talking about the fact that, I don't know, they forced them into little balls to fight for their pleasure. Not going to talk about that. It's the collar that's the worst part.
Admittedly, harnesses are supposed to be safer than collars.
That is true, but Arcanine's got a big beefy neck, so I'm sure it's fine.
Ooh.
Anyway, this guy interrupts, and he's like, "Hello. You're wrong, and your opinions are wrong, and you should feel bad, because it's extreme Pokemon time, and it's the single most popular sport in all the land, and it's an annual competition where trainers ride their longboards, pulled by their Pokemon, and it just so happens that tomorrow is the final day of the competition." So maybe you guys can help me understand this, because he says tomorrow's the championship competition. Has there been other games happening to, like, narrow the field down, or is this just, like...
Yeah.
they did a bunch of training and now...
No, they mentioned there was actually 4 preheats before this one, but so many people died they didn't have enough to fulfill the slots for the last race, so Ash is the alternate. That just happens to show up right on time.
That's why Shelby needed Ash so bad. He was like so insistent that Ash take part.
He runs the extreme Pokemon race.
He does, though. He does.
He actually does. So that's the reason why he needed Ash.
He's like the king of this town, so... I think it's bullshit, honestly, that Ash gets to just come in at the end of the competition without having, like, qualified or done anything. He's just like, okay, I'm joining on the last day. Here I am. I'm the chosen one.
It's Ash.
It is Ash. So, of course, Ash being Ash, he has to involve himself in everything. He's like, I'm going to be the best ever. And I have zero training. I've never rode a skateboard in my life. I have no Pokemon that can easily do this. Well, okay. When did he... Wait. He rode the mountain board. Like a piece of bark, but when did he ever ride a skateboard?
He said all that mountain boarding let him know how to skateboard.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. I call bullshit. Yes, Jacob.
So have we gotten to the point where we see Pikachu on the skateboard looking thing?
We haven't yet, but he does get on it at some point.
That thing is not a longboard, and that thing has regular skateboard wheels on it.
Is it? It looked like a longboard in some shots, but maybe it wasn't.
Because the way Pikachu was on it, it did not look like it was the... Like, I remember from watching Team Rocket... On Nickelodeon, when they did the off-terrain, they had, like, the bigger wheels on the skateboards.
Sorry, Team Rocket on Nickelodeon?
Sorry, no, what, Rocket Power. Rocket
Thank
Power.
Thank you.
There you go, okay. I was like,
My brain froze. Like, what?
Mine did, too. Rocket Power. There we go. I knew that didn't sound right.
That was the little sports show.
Was that?
Is that where they, like, had bicycles and skateboards and stuff?
Yeah, it was really cringy.
Okay.
Otto, Sam, Twister.
And Reggie.
Reggie. That's right.
Okay. I have zero idea what you're talking about, but sure. So Ash is all extreme sports now because this is the early 2000s.
It's Rocket Power days.
It's Rocket Power days. The heyday. Brock comes in to remind him that, like, yeah, Ash, actually, maybe you should rethink this because other people have been training for months and you don't even have the right Pokemon or equipment. And Ash is like, oh, dang. But Mr. Shelby is like, don't worry about that. I was, like, extreme Pokemon champion back in my day, I guess, because he somehow has all the equipment that Ash needs. And he's like, here's your gear.
And it fits him perfect.
This is where we learn that Ash was actually a prolific mountain boarder in the mountains of Pallet Town back home.
That tracks.
Yeah. He used to ride his piece of, like, bark that he ripped off a tree down the hill. So that makes him completely qualified to take part in this competition. But he gets cocky, of course, and crashes into a rock. And I was really sad that his skateboard didn't, like, break in half right here. And, like, then he had to reap the consequences of his own actions and sit out of the race. But it doesn't break.
Can I rant about skateboarders for a second?
Please do. Oh, yeah, you hate skateboarders.
I used to skateboard, Austin, so tread lightly.
Okay, well, this is probably going to be about you, Jacob. what I associate skateboarders with is the roving gangs of skateboarders who hang around the college campus... And just find, like, you know, stairs where, you know, I need to go. I need to walk down the stairs or up the stairs to get from place to place. But it's skateboarder zone. So they have commandeered this area and they're going to, you know, go and do their crazy skateboard tricks. The thing that I've learned about skateboarders, though, is they're not very good at skateboarding because they like to fall off the skateboard and send the skateboard flying through the abyss. Do you know where the skateboard likes to go through the abyss? It likes to go to my head and try to decapitate me. That's what skateboards like. That's their gravitational pull tries to kill me at all times. I have had to duck and cover from these skateboards, from these inept skateboarders.
Maybe you should do something about the fact that your head is a magnet for skateboards.
Can you even walk into Journeys without the boards flying off the wall, like trying to hit you?
I could just be sitting here and a skateboard could fly through the window.
Just waiting outside your door.
Oh, yeah. The skateboards are like circling. Banging on the door, like, let us in.
Oh, yeah. I remember that story, Austin. I remember you were so mad that one time that you almost got killed by a skateboard.
Because you know who did not apologize to me? The skateboarders.
And of course they didn't. I was a good skateboarder.
Oh, sure. I believe it. Well, I think went to the park. Skateboarding, it's like the more you fall off the skateboard, the better a skateboarder you are.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be all they ever do is falling off.
That was the weirdest part to me was like people would try stuff. And they know they couldn't do it, and then they would try to look cool not doing it.
And then they failed at looking cool, because they look foolish.
Yeah, but it's like, watch me do this thing I know I can't do, but I'm going to bail in a way that I'm safe, to where I don't get too hurt too bad.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
They're focused on not getting hurt.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm going to look like I'm doing something really dramatic and cool, but I'm going to not succeed, but it's still going to try to look cool at the same time.
Well, they did not do a very good job of looking cool. I'll just say that.
But you know who does do a good job at looking cool falling off his skateboard?
Gary.
Nobody.
Oh.
Nobody, because nobody looks cool falling off his skateboard.
Thank you, Alex, for backing me up on this one.
You're welcome. For a second, I thought I would lean into that joke and say Ash, but then I was like, no, Ash is a little shit in this episode, so I'm gonna drag him because he deserves it. So Ash is like, you know what? I'm a terrible skateboarder, and I have terrible Pokemon. Not a single Pokemon. Sam's like, I don't know, Tauros or something?
That's
like,
what I said.
He could have used Tauros. He
could have called it Tauros. He doesn't have six Pokemon in his party.
Yeah, he got rid of Bulbasaur a couple episodes ago. So, hypothetically, he could have called up Oak. But we don't have time for that. Instead, we got to use his perfectly crafted for this exact occasion Pokemon, Bayleaf.
No.
The nimble, quick Pokemon that you completely associate with running. The pudgy, jelly bean dinosaur with legs. So, Bayleaf is like, yes, I'm the Pokemon for the job. Meanwhile, Team Rocket's spying on the twerps, and they're like, you know what? We're going to steal an extreme Pokemon to sell it and make a lot of money, but we're not going to get too greedy. They have a different plan this time, and their plan is that they're not going to steal all the Pokemon. They're just going to steal the top, the winner, because apparently that'll bring in the big bucks. So next day, we are at the competition, and the coveted prize up for grabs is the Golden Pokeball Trophy, which I was really upset that the Pokeball itself wasn't golden, just a regular old Pokeball.
Yeah, it was like a makeshift trophy.
Yeah, I think they just stuck a Pokeball on like a
glued on there.
Paper mache base.
Some Loctite's holding it together.
Is that it? It was just the trophy, right? They're like, yep. Yeah, he win this trophy.
You get an egg too, right?
Nothing.
No, I think that was separate.
No,
that was a separate thing.
You know what Ash got? He got the satisfaction of beating Gary at something, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, for once.
Clearly. Spoiler alert, Austin. Oh, yeah, and part of this competition is not just, like, running to the Shelby Ranch and back. It's you gotta run to the Shelby Ranch, pick up a dummy egg, because apparently, I don't know, we may have neglected to mention this a little bit, but this town is, like, really renowned for Pokemon breeding. There's, like, a lot of eggs and daycares and stuff around here, so that's what this Shelby guy does.
He lays the eggs, personally.
He lays the eggs
himself, breeds with the Pokemon and then lays the eggs.
Ugh!
That's why there's so many different types.
I got Mr. Douglas vibes from this guy, but he didn't have a tractor.
Yeah, so he's worthless. We wouldn't recognize him.
He's worthless. No.
He had a hay wagon.
He had a Tauros with a hay cart, which I guess is the second best thing to a tractor. Anyway, good point, Jacob. So Bayleaf and Ash and Arcanine and Gary are off. The other competitors suffer a huge upset right off the bat because some guy can't control his Scyther. Scyther flies out of control and smashes into all the Pokemon, and they all die in a fiery crash, like Jacob said. Meanwhile, this doesn't faze Ash and Gary. They're like, well, sucks to suck, I guess.
All that blood from those razor wings that Scyther has.
Yeah, it greased their feet so they could run faster. Anyway, so Team Rocket interrupts and they steal Arcanine, but Ash somehow launches himself into the air, pops the balloon, and they crash into the Shelby house. And James takes this opportunity to steal some Pokemon eggs, but Gary saves the day. I guess they're back to the race because none of that was important at all. And Ash ends up catching up to Gary by cheating and launching himself off of a nearby cliff. And this is the most daring, brave, cunning thing in the history of all this competition that they've ever seen. Because Ash is the special chosen one, of course.
I mean, he was taking a Mario Kart shortcut, is what I wrote.
Yeah, he jumped off of the ledge and got a boost.
They mentioned that right at the beginning of the race, that you can take any path you want.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the real shocking thing, and the real way that Ash won, was that he's like, let's go, Bayleaf. So Bayleaf has to motivate itself by smacking itself in its own ass with its own vine whip and just manages.
What was that?
That was the weirdest part of this episode. She smacked her
own ass. What was that?
Would have been weirder if Ash would have smacked it.
Smacked Bayleaf's ass.
Like, oh, Ash is never going to smack my ass. I'll do it myself.
He's like, let's go, Bayleaf. We need that one last push just to get ahead.
Isn't Arcanine well-renowned for its incredible speed of running through the plains or whatever?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And Bayleaf is like, I would think of it as a lumbering quadruped. But I guess the power of smacking your own ass can really get you to achieve impossible feats.
You've never smacked your own ass? Right?
I mean, I have before.
You never smacked your own ass to win a 5K?
Oh, I've never done that, no.
That's all you need. You smack your own ass, and then you just have that one little boost, and you get your, you stick your head out, because Bayleaf has a long neck, I guess, and it just, it won by a leaf. It just kind of stuck its nose out there. Does Bayleaf even have a nose?
I think Bayleaf has a nose. It has nostrils, right?
Does it have ear holes?
It does not have ear holes.
But it does have an ass, and that's what it smacked, so that's how
most it importantly, won. It has an ass.
Most importantly.
Shelby was really excited to see that.
He was really excited. Ash, of course, becomes the ultimate Grand King of the world. Didn't train at all. Used a Pokemon that's a slow, lumbering beast of burden. Somehow won over an Arcanine, well known, like Austin said, for having extreme speed and racing at hundreds of miles an hour across the land. And because Shelby was so excited by this, he completely just lost his shit and was like, you know what? I birthed this egg just for you. My excitement. I laid it.
Ew.
It's still got my leftovers on it.
So he gives them a mysterious blue egg because Ash is so special and he deserves it. And they're like, okay, off you go. Here you go. Have an egg for winning.
And then the next scene, Brock is cooking it.
That's in the deleted scene.
Post credits.
So extreme Pokemon.
Yep, extreme Pokemon. It was not as extreme as I thought.
That ass smacking was pretty extreme.
That was a very extreme. That's probably the highlight.
I mean, Shelby spitting out eggs like he's fucking King Piccolo was pretty extreme.
Yeah.
Like Birdo.
Ooh, Birdo.
Birdo.
Jacob just licked his lips.
That doesn't turn you on? Jacob was all turned on by that whole ass smacking thing, so.
I think I got that on my phone, just a gif of that, whenever I feel need motivation.
You know what? Bayleaf was listening to some Cupcake.
Knock that ass like a drum.
Somebody please, end this nightmare, please.
Oh my gosh. Allergies are acting up. My allergies are extreme. Like, most viable player and the least viable player in the quote we have for this episode. Austin, you're going first, followed by me and then Alex.
My LVP is going to be Gary for losing in such a pitiful way. Actually, I take it back. No, it's not. My LVP is going to be, this is a recurring favorite of mine that no one else thinks is funny, is the Who's That Pokemon I Catch?
I don't see those in the thing I watch.
It's almost like you're watching it on a streaming site. So the Who's That Pokemon claims Mr. Mime can make a clone of itself. Now.
Really?
I could be mistaken, but I looked through all of Mr. Mime's video game Pokedex entries. There's not a single mention of Mr. Mime making a clone of itself.
It knows double team. That's what it means.
Well, then a lot of Pokemon can make clones of itself.
Yeah, it's just a generic clone.
I'm still going to give it to Who's That Pokemon.
I'm having impure thoughts about Mimey right now.
And my MVP is going to go to Bayleaf for smacking herself on the ass and defeating the well-renowned Arcanine. Jacob is having a crisis over there.
I am. Give me a second. I got to turn my camera off. This is awful.
Oh my gosh. Go wash your eyes out.
Why don't you go splash your face
I'm
off?
I'm going to have to. Oh my God. All right.
It's too extreme.
It's too extreme. It was the ass smacking that got me. Brought me to tears. It was so beautiful.
My quote is going to be Meowth asking Wobbuffet, hey Wob, what's that?
Wob.
Cute, right?
It was super cute. Yeah, it was.
I'm probably going to need a quote. I didn't get one. But I'm going to give my... I don't know who to give my MVP to. Can I give it to Bayleaf? I'll give it to Bayleaf.
Austin just did.
That. Oh, I thought you gave it to... I thought you gave it to LVP. Fine. I'll give my MVP to... everybody who raced. Good for you all. That was a way to be extreme. Oh, that's a good quote.
Oh, damn it, Austin. That was the only quote I had.
I got more.
Okay. I'm going to give my MVP to all the racers, because thank you for participating and making this an extreme episode. I'll give my LVP to Gary for putting Arcanine on a leash. Shouldn't do that. And then my quote comes from Team Rocket, and then they say, we put all our eggs in one basket again.
As they blast off.
It just got really quiet. Like, the white noise I was hearing just went away. Did your fan just shut off on your laptop, Alex?
No, it's still rocking and rolling.
Okay, maybe mine then. It just got really quiet.
It's our fourth co-host, Alex's noisy-ass computer.
Just smack it, Alex. Maybe that will get to stop.
It's old, okay? Let's all just take some pity on a poor old computer. It's trying its best. I'm gonna give my LVP to this town for having another annual competition and letting Ash join with no qualification in the end of the race. You can't just jump in at the end. Like,
I mean, clearly you can.
I'm going to give my MVP You already said Gary, right?
No, we definitely did not give Gary MVP.
Oh, you didn't give Gary
MVP. I know MVP. In your brain we all are clamoring to give Gary MVP at all times. But in reality, that's not the case.
I will fill the void you guys left, and I'll give Gary MVP for appearing, because that's all it takes for me to give him MVP, is he just has to appear.
It's a very rare appearance by Gary.
I know. I felt bad for him. He really tried. He was a victim of Ash's chosen oneness. It's not his fault.
Ash's plot armor stopped him from winning.
It is plot armor. Like shell armor. Like that one kid in his Lapras at that competition.
Oh my god.
My quote is, I guess, the one that Austin's going to loan me. And that is, Ash says, last one there it is. And Gary finishes his sentence by saying, a rotten egg. That's something you say when there's eggs involved, I guess.
Yeah, it was just like, how many egg quotes can we get in here?
You know, there was a really shocking lack of quotes, to be honest with you. I only had the one that said, we put all our eggs in a basket again.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I think the vine whip on the butt thing, that was a pretty good yoke by them.
Ha!
Austin's never impressed. One of these days. All right, Austin, what's in our omelet for next week?
Well, we're going to keep up with the egg theme. Now, Alex, pay attention to this. The episodes are an egg sighting adventure and hatching a plan.
Guess what, Austin? I'm already 50% of the way ahead of you because I've already seen egg sighting adventure. So I'm prepared, at least halfway prepared. I'll forget everything by next week, but here we go.
Do you did you find the episode over easy to watch?
Haha. Yeah, it was... Oh my gosh, this was the episode. This was the episode with our favorite officer, Jenny. So I'm super excited, actually.
Oh, Alex is ahead of us. Okay.
Yeah, way ahead of us.
So I remember that episode being good. Is it good?
It's good.
Good.
Wait, no. Okay, don't scramble the plot for us.
Excellent. It was an excellent episode, I will say.
I'm excited.
Me too. I was gonna say anything there. I'm done with the egg puns. Okay, does anybody have any extreme thoughts before I close this out here?
No.
Okay, awesome. How about you, Austin?
I'm just sitting here thinking eggs.
No.
I'm like, sunny side up, poached, over easy.
Oh my god.
And I'm like trying to figure it out how it could work, and I'm just not smart enough to do it.
I'm thinking of ramen with eggs on it. Oh, it's so good. I guess I'll go ahead and close this out here since everyone has said what they've wanted to say. So, we'd like to say thank you all for listening, and be sure to leave us a 5-star rating. If you have any questions or comments, you can send them to outofthedryingpan@gmail.com. Again, that is outofthedryingpan@gmail.com. We have an X profile, formerly known as Twitter. It's outofdryingpan. Again, the handle is outofdryingpan. We have an Instagram that's ran by Alex. She posts daily and hourly and minutely. Over there, and like I said, if you
annually,
ever, what is
actually.
That? Annually. Oh wow! All right, but if you do comment, we do read it on there because I guess she gets a notification, and that's basically the only time she visits the page is when she gets a comment. So,
okay, stop. Can I just stop this? I don't hear call outs for Austin. I get dragged every week for this shit.
Oh my god. Okay. And last but not least, we have a Patreon, which you can check out in the link of the description of the podcast. And thank you all for joining us, and join us next time as this journey continues.